Parents of a Muslim high school student in South Florida are demanding the Broward County School Board fire a teacher who they say called their son a raghead Taliban. Yusuf Wardani says his son didn't even get the joke the teacher allegedly made, but that students laughed and the teacher continued the harassment over several days. Now, the Council on American Islamic Relations is calling the teacher's actions hate speech. The district says it has recommended a 5-day unpaid suspension for the teacher, but the Wardanis say that isn't enough and they will address the school board tomorrow. Yusuf Wardani joins us from WLRN in Miami. Thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you, Jeremy. Appreciate it.
Well, take us back to when you first heard from your son that something had happened.
I was at home doing my work, and my son and wife were in the other room. And then he was asking about, what are the Talibans? And he looked it up online, and he said, "That's not us. They're Muslims, but they're not us." And I said, "Absolutely, they're not us. What happens?" He said, "Nothing. I just want to check some things." And I was like, "No, what's going on?" So he told me the story. It seems that his teacher has been calling him a raghead Taliban. And I explained to him what they are, and I explained to him who we are. And I was not happy with that at all.
Well, what did you tell your son to do?
I told my son to do is first that he has to be very careful not to bring that topic up until tomorrow I go to school. I wanted to meet the principal that day on the 5th, but he wasn't available, so I reported it at least. I wanted to make sure it's in writing somewhere that I did not appreciate it, and I wanted an immediate meeting with the principal and the teacher.
And you got one, and what did they say?
The meeting was less than productive. They both already had their mind set up, in my opinion, because the demeanor and approach to me was as if it didn't matter. They were, especially the teacher, Mrs. Maria Valdez, was huffing and puffing on more than one occasion. And at one point when I asked about the process, they said, "Well, in this country, we have something called due process." So that kind of gave me the message of what they already think of me. You know, if I'm having a conversation with someone, I wouldn't say "in this country." I would say, "Well, we are having a due process." But they already have made up their mind that I am not from this country.
But she did apologize for the remark, yes?
I mean, if I were to say an apology, that would be yes. But it wasn't even remotely close to somebody being sincere.
Well, we should say at this point that we have tried to get an interview with the superintendent, Robert Runcy, whose office responded by saying they wouldn't do an interview, but here's a written statement, and let me read it to you. "Broward County Public Schools respects and values the diversity of our students, families, and communities. This situation is being taken seriously. The district launched an immediate investigation into the matter and will be bringing forward the recommendation for disciplinary action regarding this situation at the March 17th school board meeting." That's tomorrow. And it goes on to say the district strives to address disciplinary actions in a timely manner with a consideration of the principles of progressive discipline and due process set forth in board policy, collective bargaining agreements, and Florida law. What's your reaction to that statement?
Well, first, my first conversation with Mr. Runcy was only due to the fact that the media has started to get a wind of my story, and I was threatening in all my emails that I will approach the media. And his first comment to me was, "I have fired people for less than that." And also his other comment to me was, "Well, I'm surprised the principal have not removed the teacher from the class." And then in my last conversation with him, he was like, he's talking to his lawyer and they're considering 5-year suspension. So he can consider himself a progressive against bullying. But in my opinion, if there was any action to be progressive about challenging bullying and bullying, especially by the teachers, he would have taken action from day one when he talked to me.
But short of firing the teacher, would you be satisfied with any other course of action?
I would have been satisfied, and I would have accepted an apology in class and in a school event where I am present to explain to the people the gravity of the comment and explain to people what's a Taliban or what's an ISIS and what's a Muslim and what's an American and what's a Muslim American. But that option was not taken at all. I mean, the teacher still in class, and nobody's doing anything about it, and these options are no longer on the table. Now I'm speaking not just for my son. I'm speaking for every child from any religion, because if a teacher have the state of mind to stand in a class and make a comment to a 14-year-old just for wearing a hoodie, It can happen to any other religious or any student. At this point in time, I am only requesting either to be fired or suspended for 1 year without pay. No other options.
This is not the first time that this kind of thing has happened to your son. When you were living in Illinois, you dealt with a similar situation, but with a bus monitor. Tell us what happened there.
My son was coming back from the school on the bus, and he had a student next to him, and he started having a conversation with her, and then she was like, you know, usually not that many people talk to me. And he was like, why? She said, well, I'm a Buddhist. And he was like, oh, that's, you know, nice, interesting. I'm a Muslim. And she was like, oh, cool. And the bus monitor turns around and he says, oh, you're a Muslim? Well, you know, we're going to wipe you off the face of this planet and turn you into dust and sand. My son looked at him. He was a fourth grader. And he said, thank you. He came home and he told me the story. And as I'm doing right now and as I've done then, I sat down. I wrote the bus map and I asked him where he was sitting. And I asked for the names of the student around him. I went to the directory, I called each parents, and I asked them if they will be talking to their children, and they did, and they all confirmed, and they all agreed that they will come with me if that happens. And then I went the next day to the principal, and I filed a claim, and it took a month for them to take any action on it, but their action was eventually moving the bus to a bus driver to another school, which is I was not happy with, because I wanted him to be completely fired from the system. But again, this is only a small sample of how things are hushed and pushed under the rugs when it comes to diversity. The sad part is about it, and the irony of the situation is we need to educate people. Most people are relying on what they really see as a propaganda news, which is only for sometimes the only purpose of it is for rating. And we cannot deny, and we never denied as Americans, that there is a situation in the Middle East that is actually affecting the relationships in this country. But we as educated people, especially in a school environment, we should not be allowed to cross the line without having some knowledge of the people we're talking with. I would personally, if I was a superintendent or I was a principal at a school, at minimum, I would almost make it a weekly event to educate people about who Muslims are, who are the Christians, who are the Jewish people, who are the Hindus. Any religion in the world deserves the respect and honor that it was intended for.
Well, we were just speaking last Friday with an activist, a Muslim American activist in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, where there was a murder of a Muslim man there, and many thought that it was a hate crime originally. It looks less likely that it was that. But this activist was saying to us, you know, Muslims in the United States need to get more involved in the community so that people really know them as their friends and their neighbors, and that perhaps at this moment, they're not as actively involved in the community as they should be.
And that's why the way I was raised and the way I'm raising my kids and the way my wife and my daughter are the same thing is if you talk to any of our friends, we are representing what a friend would be, what an American would be. Just put my religion on the side. I have a barbecue in my backyard. I go to work. I pay taxes. My kids go to school. I have my worries. I'm not that person that's been on TV committing atrocities and massacres, and that's what needs to be conveyed. As a Muslim, as an American, as a Middle Eastern man, I live by that principle that my relationship with my friends is what defines how I'm going to send that image. And that's what I truly, truly, in all my heart, believe in, and that's how I raised my son.
That's Youssef Wardani, who says his 14-year-old son was called a raghead Taliban by his teacher in a high school in South Florida. The school district is going to be telling us tomorrow what they will be doing in terms of disciplinary action regarding that situation. We'll keep an eye on that. Youssef, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, Jeremy.